Teves, Tuesday the 16th of January, Rabbi Shimi Newman, Hanor from Amira La'akum.
This few weeks are called by the Mekubalim and the Bala Musa Yemei HaShoilevim. The parshas of Shmois, Va'eiro, Boi, B'Shalach, Yisro, Meshpotim, and the years of Lipia, Tumat Tzave, are called Yemei HaShoilevim. There's many, many things written, what's special about these days. One of the things written in the Sifra Mekubalim is that these few days are specialized to fix up a midah called Midas HaYisoid. There's many ways how Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. One of them is called Midas HaYisoid. And these days are specialized that people can correct certain things they didn't do correct klepei this midah. There's three things which are included in the Midas HaYisoid. One of them is to keep the ois of the bris milah appropriately, which I'm not going to talk about it. The other one is to keep your mouth the right way. They're also called ois haloshen, and they're both called orel for sign all of the mila. They both relate to the midah yisoid. And actually, the prime godim before the Purim, when he speaks about the shoyvim, he says that ve'ele shmois. The word ve'ele is rosh teves ve'avak loshen har. That one of the reasons why Klal Yisrael never had to go to the shibut Mitzrayim because they were not so careful with even avak, little remnants of loshen har. And the third thing, which fits into Midas HaYisoid, is brought down in the Orchaim HaKadosh, the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, is keeping Shabbos the right way. That Shmir Shabbos, Shabbos is the seventh day, Yisoid relates to the seventh Midah as well, and keeping Shabbos the right way fixes up the Midas HaYisoid. Chazal say there's a very nice present HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept and gave the present to Klal Yisrael, the Shabbos Shmo. Many people out there have a hard time appreciating the present. For some people it's hard to keep Shabbos, not mamash doing melachas, but talking about business sometimes, you know, the one dupes kula here, kula there, and they don't really appreciate so much the geweldige present of Shabbos. Sometimes it's all, you know, not to answer phone calls, not to take care about certain things. The emes is that the yisoid of Shabbos is mevuah in the Ramban at the end of this expansion, Parshas Boy, that the Yisod of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't just run the world, that He built the world and now it's nature. On the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it has Ashgoche Pratis and every little action happens non-stop. And this is the exact same Yisod of Shabbos, like the Chinuch and the Ramban and all the Rishonim speak out. The Yisod of keeping Shabbos once a week to rest is to improve and to build ourselves the Emunah that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world every minute and every second and is nothing done by itself. Moshe Mordova Doime, a person has a very big factory, it's hundreds of workers, and he pays them all a very nice salary. And one day he announces, for all the workers, tomorrow I want you all to go on holiday. Anybody's going to come to the factory tomorrow, I'm going to not pay him a salary. And not only am I going to pay him, anybody who does not come, I'm going to give him double. And anybody's going to come with me on my villa by the beach and relax and enjoy my good barbecue on the beach, he's going to get triple salary. Now, if anybody of the workers is going to come to the factory the next morning, he must be crazy, must be insane. Like, what are you doing this for? You're not going to get paid, you're going to get take off your salary, and if you go and rest and come and join him on his party by the beach, you're going to get double salary. Doesn't make any sense why to come to the work. This is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us from Shabbos. To believe He runs the world, He gives us panosa, He does everything for us. If He tells us to rest, there's no reason to worry about it. There's nothing what can get lost or missing from not working on Shabbos. And this is one of the middas, the shoresh of Shabbos, which these days of shoevim, is the right time to mischazek and fix up to take zoiche to what the Novi says in Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecho, asoyes chevtzucho b'yam kotshi, they should be careful on Shabbos from doing other things, mitzoy chevtzucho v'da b'dovo, even speaking about things you shouldn't talk on Shabbos, and then you will be zoiche ostis anag al Hashem, v'akavticho abam se'oretz, I'd like to speak about a very delicate halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, which is one of the most difficult parts in Shabbos, which The general topic is called Amir al-Akum, doing melachas surgoy. And the reason why it's so delicate is because on one hand, in certain situations, Chazal give us a heter to use a goy who does a melacha for a yid, and certain ofanim even should use it. But those ofanim are very limited, and there's many, many conditions. And because they're so detailed and complex, many people can't really be oimed, can't really understand the difference between case and case. And many mistakes happen from not knowing exactly the differences. The heter of Amir al-Akum is really sometimes more also than mutter if you don't know the chilukim. So we can't cover up everything. We'll cover up a few important lemaisa cases. So first of all, we all know that in Amir al-Akum, there's two parts. One is the part of telling the goy what to do. That you are the one who's giving him the instructions. And this would be also, no matter if he does it on Shabbos, or he does it after Shabbos. Because this answer is because you are talking on Shabbos, things you shouldn't talk about. Don't talk things you're not allowed to do. So if you tell a goy to do a melacha, even if you tell him to do it after Shabbos, it's also as you're talking to him. Except is, there's another issue, that if a goy does a melacha for you, even he did it on his own free will, you didn't even ask him to do it, but he did it intentionally to make the yid comfort, to help the yid with it, and his kavanah was to do it for the yid, you are not allowed to benefit from this melacha. And the classic example is, if a goy comes to your house and sees you sitting in the dark and wants to turn the light for you, he doesn't need the light, but he feels bad for you. You have to say, stop, please don't do it for me. You're not allowed to enjoy it, because now you're turning the light only for you. You're not allowed to get any from it. If you still did it, after you said stop, you don't have to leave your house. Especially when Chazal say you don't have to leave your house, but you should not enjoy the light, things you could not have done without the light. For example, you want to read now Chumash's Rashi, in Rashi's small letters, and without having that light, you would not be able to learn Rashi now. So you're not allowed to learn Rashi, because this you could have not done before it. So you're not allowed to benefit what the goy did specially for you. In which case are you, yes, allowed to benefit from what the goy did for you? There's many gedolim. We'll talk about one case when the goy mainly did it for his own benefit. And the goy himself had interest in it. And by the way, you also have interest in it, then you're allowed to benefit from it. The famous example, which is brought down in the Maril, and the Aruch Shulchan says, he remembers from his childhood, that's how he always used to do it, that you have a certain problem in the house. Let's go to the example, there's no light. You call the goy into your house, you invite him to eat something, to drink something, and he will feel it's very uncomfortable to eat and drink without the light on. He will turn on the light, and then he will enjoy his food and his drink better for himself. And then you will have the light on, because he turned on for himself, and you're allowed also to be nana, to benefit from the light he turned on, since he did it for his own benefit. There is a story by the Stifler. He once had such a story that was dark, and he needed the light to be turned on. So they did this eitzah, they called the goy over and offered him a bottle of beer. And the goy came in, it was dark, he turned on the light, he found the fridge where the beer was, he took the beer, and when he left, he turned off the light. So they didn't gain so much. So what did they do? They called another goy. And they told the goy, would you like to have some beer? No problem. He came in, he turned on the light. But then he said, you know, you might please to leave the light on. So this, the Stifler says, once he did it for himself, without to tell him, don't turn it off. Because not doing anything special, he's just a regular person. Turns on, turns off. So he said, don't turn off. And my mom was there. The Gemara talks about a very interesting case, which makes this cloud, which we just spoke about, a little bit more complicated. I'll maybe introduce a practical shaila that happened a few times, and we'll go through the shaila. And sometimes, in the winter, in stormy weather, there can be power cuts. Sometimes the power cut can be a bigger area, and sometimes even smaller areas. So, in America, by snowstorms, a tree fell, and this connected a wire to a small neighborhood, which includes 10, 20 houses, and those 20 houses are only Eden. And in those 20 houses, there's nobody who's right now in a matzav of pikuach nefesh that needs medical equipment to be connected to electricity, and cold-wise, there's not too much cold, so they're all okay, there's nobody choyle as being cold. And the electricity company on their own behalf came and fixed the electricity. And now you have light, you have heating, you have warm food. Are you allowed to benefit for the goyim, the American electricity company, fixed the electricity for the Eden? So here, the problem is even more because they made it only for Yidden. But let's even put the Shaila in a neighborhood where there's half Yidden, half Goyim, or mainly Yidden and a few Goyim. What is the din in such a case? Are you allowed to benefit from what the Melacha, the Goy, did for the whole neighborhood, including the Yidden, or not? So the Gemara... Sorry?
The Goy, the repairs are doing for themselves.
They're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it because they're being paid to make sure that the whole city should have... So we'll get to this in a minute, how to learn Pshat in this Svar that Moshe Feinstein speaks out such as well. The Gemara talks about, in Shabbos Kuf Chol Beis, about a Goy that has a Beis HaMechel, a bathhouse in the old days, and to make sure people can come and bath Motzei Shabbos, had to preheat the whole pool on Shabbos. Are you allowed to go Motzei Shabbos and enjoy that warm bath or not? So the Gemara says, depends. If we have a city which is Roiv Akum, mainly Goyim, you are allowed to, because then the Goy, the owner of the bathhouse, turn on the heating for the water for the benefit of the Goyim. If it's Roiv Yisrael, you're not allowed to. What is the din if it's 50-50? Mechzal Mechzal. The Gemara says it's also. And the Machlok is showing why is it also when it's 50-50. Or because Sofek, we're not sure what's really more. Or because even by 50-50, he does have actually in mind both. He wants also those few hundred going to enjoy it, and also those few hundred Yidden. So if he does Rishonim, and many Rishonim go with this, anytime a Goy does something for a Goy, but he actually wants also the Yid, we would say he means both, and it would be also. And that's how the Sefer Truma, the Smag, the Rambam, the Mechaber, and the Ramo learn Pshat. And therefore they say that if a Goy comes and does a Melacha for Goyim, but he actively also thinks about benefiting a Yid at the same time, it should be also. And if it is, even there's only a minority of Yidden, but he actively thinks also to benefit of Yidden, it should be also. And if it is, in the case, for example, that you spoke out, you want to invite a Goy to your house to offer him a drink, but this Goy is very familiar with Jewish laws, which is very common that people have live in, or Goyim work with them regular, or Jewish hotels who have Goyim workers, or caterings who have Goyim workers who sometimes know Hilchos Shabbos better than us. So those, when they do this trick, that you offer him a food or a drink to do something for himself, he really knows he does it to benefit you, and he just, by the way, going to have his beer or drink or whatever, even though he doesn't want it. Says the Ocha Shulchan, the people you just spoke out, it's a very big problem. This whole Eitz only helps if it's a Goy that, by the way, comes in and he has no idea about anything, and you really does it purely because he wants his cup of beer. But if he does it having you initially in mind, so even though he does it also for himself, this is no good. And he cannot rely on his Eitz. If he does, if you come to a neighborhood where there's Yidden going, now why does this technician come and fix the electricity here? To benefit all the houses in the neighborhood. All the houses means also those few Goyim, and also those few Yidden. So if he actually has in mind those Yidden who live here, so maybe should be also to benefit from the electricity which he fixed now on Shabbos. The Shaila was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says the following. Since even for a few Goyim, even the neighborhood would actually live only those few Goyim who there are actually now, you would also need to fix the electricity, like to do for the rest of the country. Therefore, even the Yidden are allowed to benefit from this electricity. That's a very short shuwa, it doesn't explain a lot. And the Choinim are very bothered to understand what does it mean. Now really, the similar shaila was asked, there is a Pirush on Mishnayos called Tiferes Yisrael, Yochanan Boyaz, which all the Mishnayos have it. And he on the Sechel Shabbos has an Agdome, and the Agdome covers up many halachas of Shabbos. Over there, he discusses the following shaila. In the old days, many people used to need to go on boats. And a boat trip includes sometimes many weeks. So the halacha is that if you go out more than 3 days before Shabbos, or the Tzorich Mitzvah, even till Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to go on the boat on Shabbos. Even though the Goy is going to turn on the engine and do many melachas for you on Shabbos, since he does it anyway. So he asked the following, the few which you just spoke out, the Goy who runs the engine of the boat, which is a melacha d'oraisa, he does it for anybody who paid a ticket. Now every Yid who joined the trip before Shabbos and paid for his ticket, the Goy, the captain, whoever does it, has in mind to benefit any members of the who joined the crew. So who joined the cruise? So he has actually also in mind Yidden. So what is the hetter for Yid to be in such a boat that he enjoys to be traveled on Shabbos when they go to Das Malachas with the Reif on Shabbos? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, a very interesting chiddush, that any melacha the goy does, and he knows he does it as well for a yid, but if the yid would skip, would not be here, would still do it, it's not considered he does it also for the yid. Umemela, he says, that this boat ride is a scheduled boat ride. He does it anyway, once a week, once a month, whatever he does this ride. Happen to be sometimes only going, sometimes it's mainly yidden, sometimes a few yidden, but he's not going to cancel his trip because the yidden would not show up. So even though right now he knows actively he does benefit a certain amount of yidden on the cruise, he will not cancel his melacha, he's doing it for not being there. So this, says the Kalkel HaShabbos, is not considered doing it for a yid and for a goy. It's considered he does it for himself because he wants his trip to keep on going. It's a very big chiddush because the Pashtus, the Gemara, talks in a similar case. That goy who has a bath. So let's say he has mechzel mechzel. He has a few hundred goyim coming, a few hundred yidden coming. So just because the few hundred yidden will not show up, he will close his bath. So he didn't make so much money, he'll make less money. He still needs some money, you know, he still wants to make some business. It's very hard to make the okimta that the Gemara talks only in the story that he would close the bath if those few yidden will not show up. So that's one of the big chidushim of the Tiferes Yisrael. Halacha lemaise, it's a machloikas achoinim ado yom hazeh. If you're passing this chiddush from the Tiferes Yisrael or not. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosor is one of the leading poskim in Yisrael, where the Haskon from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach on all his psalms there, he passes like this Kalkel Shabbos Lekatrila, and therefore he realized that in many situations where the Goyim would have done it anyway, you are allowed to benefit from the Anoy the Goy does anyway. He adds in, but if it would be Take, a boat ride, that if the Yidden would cancel, they decided that it's not worth making the trip and they will cancel the trip, and you would not allow to enjoy that malacha on Shabbos which the goy does for you. In the same way, in the case of the electricity company, most places, the electricity company, for their own responsibility to all the customers, will need to come and fix the electricity. No matter if a Yid lives there or a goy lives there, they don't even know who lives there. They just do their responsibility, like Moshe Feinstein said, they do it like they do anyway. And if it would be taka something that they only do it per request, and punkt one neighbor goy realized that right this neighborhood there are right now there's no electricity, and he decided to call the electricity company and to do it per request or a private technician to come and fix the electricity for those few houses, which even though there's a goy there, the technician will come and have in mind to do it for the Eden as well, will be taka a problem to the benefit from the hanor which the goy does for the Eden. The Minchas Yitzchok discusses this issue in many buildings before the Shabbos elevators. So in America or other places where there's tall buildings, so they used to have a person in the elevator who's in charge to press the buttons to which floor everybody needs to get to. So the Shai in the Poskim, if a Yid on Shabbos needs to go up in a very high floor, can join the elevator, he's going to keep quiet, and the person pressing the buttons is going to ask the other people come to the elevator where they need to go to. And let's say he needs floor 25, he will stop at floor 23 where another goy has to go out, and he will join the ride together with him. So they address the shayla exactly at this point. That now the goy sees 10 people in the elevator, and two of them are yidden, and the taka quiet, but it sounds like they're happy to go to the floor 25 together with the goy. But now when he presses the button, he means everybody here, including those for yidden. So lechoyre, it should be also. So Minchas Yitzchok taka suggests it should be also ask this problem. And on top of it, he's worried about any person adding weight in the elevator. It causes the engine of the elevator to work with more electricity, and the problem of gram chilul Shabbos that you make an engine work harder.
Pressing button is not a melacha.
No, but the engine going up is a melacha. So through this, it's going up. That's the way to turn down the engine to pick up the elevator. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, again, which goes with this heter of the Kalkel Shabbos, which you just mentioned, wants to say, since he would have anyway moved up the elevator on behalf of the request of the other goyim, and even if those two yidden would not join the trip, would he still done it? So therefore, he's allowed to join and go out. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach does not touch the point of causing the engine to work harder. I don't know why, but when we learn Hilchos electricity, we have to understand why he didn't wasn't worried about this point. Sorry?
Today they have the same. They have special engines that are always working maximum.
Right, so they say to the Dushabas a little bit today. There's another case the Poskim want to use this hetzer of the Kalkela Shabbos. Sometimes people order things over the phone, online, and they get delivered randomly throughout the week, and sometimes the delivery will be on Shabbos. Are you allowed to be benefit from what you got delivered on Shabbos or not? Just to make it clear, we're talking a case that you did not ask it to be delivered on Shabbos. If you asked the company to deliver it on Shabbos, or you made express the Hainu, you gave the instruction to rush it up that you knew it will be coming on Shabbos, the caller days, you're not allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. We're talking, you made a regular order, they tell you it can be anytime between 3 days to 7 days, and happened to be your package of clothing, of food, whatever it was, arrived on Shabbos. Are you allowed to benefit from what you arrived on Shabbos, or not? On one hand, the driver just drove specially with your package down to your house and did the melocha deraisa of driving to bring you your package. So now, your nene from melocha deraisa, the goy did for you, so maybe you should not allow to be nene from it. So really we have to add in another knage, that there's one more klal in Hanoi from melechas goy, that any pe'ule, a goy, does for you, any action did for you, but if he wants, he could have done it without doing the melocha, you're allowed to be nene from it. For example, he asked the goy to wash dishes. Now really can wash dishes with cold water, but he wants to wash dishes with warm water to make his life easier. You're allowed to be nene from those clean dishes because there's a way to do it by mutter. You need to go into a hotel where there's only electronic door there, but there's also a regular door on the side that they can open with a key. But usually they don't open this door only for emergencies. So now the goy standing by the door knows when he didn't come close to the hotel, he will move his hand to open the electronic door and let the Eden come in. Now he was told to do so maybe, and now he does it specially for the Eden. So maybe it should be also to come in through this door because he did the melacha right now specially for the Eden. But no, says the Shlomo Zalman again, that since there's usually always another door that can be opened manually, and the reason why the goy wants to open the electronic door to make his life easier, not always to get a key and whatever to open the door, so he does it for his own benefit, he's allowed to be nene from such a kind of melacha. So now we have to know, when this package arrives to you, does it come from a place that theoretically the goy could also walk? Because if theoretically he could also walk, so then he didn't do the melacha of driving for you. He just wanted to save 3 hours of his day instead of walking all the way from the warehouse of Marks and Spencer to you.
He couldn't carry it.
Why? To have it to carry. Oh. So now we're going another delicate... Oh, it's chutz l'tchum. Yeah, but usually in the city. Usually most warehouses are still in the city. I don't think they're out of tchum.
Before Shabbos.
So we have to know where it comes from. But assuming... So assuming that there's no way he could do it practically, just because he mentioned one more ha'ara, this child is also very nogea. Sometimes people live in houses in higher floors, and they want to carry up a carriage, so they have no problem walking up the five, six flights, but to bring up a carriage as a baby is very difficult. So they want to ask the goy to bring up the carriage. So there's a nid in the person, if you could tell the goy to bring up the carriage, and really if he wants, he could carry out five, six flights, but he wants to make his life easier to bring it up an elevator. So Lefi the Klal we just said, if he just does it to make his life easier, it should be mutter. But some want to say that this only if it's something which, realistically speaking, a normal person would consider of doing as well by foot. But something which is unusual at all to do so, is like telling you use the elevator. Nobody ever think of carrying up certain heavy things, 3 hours walk from the warehouse to your house. Certain things would never be considered of being possible to do. Which, for example, Shlomo Zalman uses this shaila, he's misupik about, if somebody orders a taxi to be waiting at his door the second it's Motzei Shabbos. Why? He needs to rush somewhere. So he is waiting there, and the goy to be able to come to his house with the car will have to drive on Shabbos to be waiting outside his door. Are you allowed to ask him to be there or not? He's doing a melacha for you on Shabbos. So he wants to suggest, maybe I'm not telling him to drive on Shabbos. Because if it's up to me, he can come on Friday afternoon and park his car outside my door and wait his house. But he says, no, this is so unusual to do so, and even if he would dance, it would charge you another 24 hours of service fee, so we can't take it into account. And that's very misupik if you're allowed to request a goy to come to your door right Motzei Shabbos. This only applies to a taxi driver who you need a car to drive you. If you want your cleaning lady or a different worker to come to you right Motzei Shabbos, and that cleaning worker does not need to come with a car, could theoretically walk, and again, it's a normal way that could half an hour walk, people could do it, then it's perfectly fine. The problem is the driver, you need him with the car, so you need him actually to bring the car, yeah? So then it's unusual to do it, so it's misupik about it. So back to the case of going up many flights and elevated the same. It's a machlokes of today's poskim, how realistic it has to be that he could do it or not. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is the most noted to be mekel even carrying up many flights, which is unusual to do so. It's called you could do it by Zamuta. Reb Aviyashiv and Reb Nissen Kaledet, they want to say it's something which a normal person would have done. Let's say if the elevator is broken. The elevator is broken, you have to carry up a suitcase or a baggie five flights. A regular person would do it. Oh no, he would wait till somebody comes to fix it, then he will do it. This is how we judge it if it's normal to do. So back to the package that arrived on Shabbos. If the package arrived on Shabbos, and it's something which is unusual to carry in the holidays, so Kumto is the goy, made the melacha deraisa, that he drove the package from the wares to you. Are you allowed to be benefit from this package that arrived to you, or not? So one of the svaras the person want to be makel about it is similar to the svar of the Kalkela Shabbos. The company who makes the deliveries, they want to give service to the customers and do delivery as efficient as possible. They do not focus right now if you are a yid, what's your address, what's your purpose of having it. They do it to fulfill their quality of service and make sure they promise within 3 to 7 days, whenever they can get it out, they get out as soon as they can. Well, Meile, they want to suggest, similar to this idea of the Kalkela Shabbos, that regardless if the receiver, who it is, they will do it anyway to show the efficiency in delivery service, and therefore you should be allowed to be benefit from that package delivered to you in Shabbos. If you know for sure this package came from Chutz HaTchum, then you're still not allowed to move it around your house. Your house is like Dalet Amet, so you can use it in the house, but not out of the house. But there's none of it. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, together with the Svar, which I mentioned a few times, wants to suggest you are allowed to be benefit from this package. Here, let's say one more example, which brought on in the Poskim, something which is called the Goy does it for himself, and he should be allowed to be nene from it. There's Elo Yerabe, who wants to suggest, what's the din if a Goy came and saw an oil candle, and the wick wasn't lighting properly. So he decided he wants to fix up a little bit of the wick, and whilst fixing it up, by mistake he blew out the candle, so it feels bad and I blew it out, so he relights it. So says the Aliyah Rabbah, since the reason why he's relighting it is to correct his mistake, and he feels bad is what he did, it's called he does it for himself, and not for the yid, and you are allowed to be benefit from this melacha. There's just two cases we have to speak out. This all applies to a goy doing something on Shabbos that he was meant to not do, and he corrects his mistake on Shabbos. If a person asked the goy before Shabbos to do something, for example, he asked the goy before Shabbos to plug in your hot plate, to prepare something which involves with a melacha, and he forgot to do it, so now comes Shabbos, he feels all guilty with himself, so he wants to correct his mistake, which he should have done on Shabbos. This says the Mogen of Rome, and Hilchas Yontif, you're not allowed to be benefit. This is called, it does a special for this role, and it's us. Even when he does that melach itself, there's a suffix in the Achronim, if it's only when on his own he came to do something and he messed it up, or would then if it was meant, if he came to fix it and he made a mistake, turn it off, or would then if the only reason he came is to benefit him. In the case when he fixes the candle, nobody asked him to do it. So then he fixed all up his own mistake. In the case where I'm asking to do something, and for my asking to do something, it came out, he did something that has to correct, then the person comes supik, if it's mutter also, and lemaise, the shevet alevi, has the one chikle body, he's machir, in such a case with mutter, if the only reason the goy does it, is just to correct his mistake, it in his action.